With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we celebrate the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. The month of May brings not only the height of spring, but celebrations of four notable birthdays of composers of sacred choral and organ music. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll mark these birthdays spanning over 350 years, including music by Sweelinck, Brahms, Fauré, and Monteverdi. We'll begin with music by the oldest of the four composers, Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck, born May 1, 1562. He spent his entire life in Amsterdam and never traveled out of the Low Countries, while many students came to him to study. Though he worked for virtually his entire career as organist of the Oude Kerk, or Old Church, in Amsterdam, he was actually employed by the city, as the Calvinist services typically did not include organ until nearly 1600, when Genevan Psalter tunes were coming into use. As a result, the majority of his organ compositions are on secular tunes, though he did later compose variations on a number of sacred melodies, including the German chorale, Allein Gott in der Höhe sei er, All Glory Be to God on High. Christopher Herrick plays the organ of Norrfjärden Kyrka in Sweden.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played A Line Gott by our first May birthday composer, Jan Petersen Sweelinck. We move from our oldest birthday composer to the youngest of today's group, Gabriel Fauré, who was born May 12, 1845, and lived through the first quarter of the 20th century. He was one of the foremost musicians of his generation as a composer, organist, pianist, and teacher. Among the prestigious posts he held were as organist of the Church of the Madeleine in Paris, as well as director of the Paris Conservatoire. His life and career spanned a time of great musical change, bridging from late Romanticism to the beginnings of modernism. His works encompass many genres, including a number of sacred choral works, most notably the Requiem. We'll listen to a setting of Ave Verum from 1894, composed for treble voices. It's performed here by La Maîtrise de Toulouse, led by Mark Opstad. William Whitehead plays the organ. Ave Verum from Opus 65 by Gabriel Fauré was sung by La Maîtrise de Toulouse, Mark Opstad directed. Jumping back in time again to the late Renaissance and early Baroque, We move to music by the Italian master Claudio Monteverdi, whose music was quite revolutionary as it bridged those stylistic periods. Born May 15, 1567, his most famous vocal work is undoubtedly the Vespers of 1610 in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We'll listen to the opening movement, Deus in Adiutorium and Domine ad Adiuvandum, in a stirring performance by the early music ensemble Tragicommedia, accompanied by Concerto Palatino. Stephen Stubbs directs. The opening movement of the Monteverdi Vespers of 1610. We heard Deus in Adiutorium and Domine ad Adiuvandum, performed by Tragicommedia and Concerto Palatino, led by Stephen Stubbs. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most beautiful and expressive movements in the Monteverdi Vespers is the dialogue between two seraphim calling back and forth, "Holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." We'll hear Duo Seraphim sung by members of Tragicommedia, Rodrigo del Pozzo, Julian Podger, and John Potter.
Thank you.
Duo Seraphim from the Vespers of 1610 by birthday composer Claudio Monteverdi. It was performed by tenors Rodrigo Del Pozzo, Julian Podger, and John Potter from the ensemble Tragicommedia. Concerto Palatino accompanied. The longevity of the writing of 17th-century playwright and literary figure Jean Racine has been greatly enhanced by the exquisite musical setting provided to one of his texts by Gabriel Fauré in his Cantique de Jean Racine. Originally written for four-part choir and piano or organ, Fauré also performed it with strings and organ, and even with larger orchestrations. We'll hear it in yet another guise, with strings and harp, as arranged by John Rutter. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys is accompanied by the Orchestra of St. Luke's, all directed by John Scott. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys and the Orchestra of St. Luke's in the Cantique de Jean Racine by birthday composer Gabriel Fauré. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though Jan Peter Zunzwehling is perhaps best known for his keyboard compositions, he did write a number of choral works as well, including a complete set of Psalms of David. From that collection, we'll hear the final Psalm 150 for double choir, performed by the Netherlands Chamber Choir.
Oh.
Psalm 150 by Dutch composer Jan Peter Zunzwelink was sung by the Netherlands Chamber Choir. One birthday composer not yet heard from is certainly one of the greats, and we'll devote the remainder of the program to his works. Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg on May 7, 1833, and he spent the majority of his career in Vienna. His works embody a wonderful mix of adherence to traditional approaches to composition, alongside some definite areas of innovation. Among his choral works, one such innovation was in his conception of what comprises a requiem. Rather than sticking to the Roman Mass for the dead, he instead composed a requiem more to console the living rather than to usher the dead to heaven. It opened up a whole new approach to composing a requiem, a philosophy followed by many composers since, including our friend Gabriel Fauré. From Ein deutsches Requiem, we'll listen to the penultimate movement, Denn wir haben hier keine bleibende Stadt. Here we have no everlasting city. It's performed in the version Brahms himself created for choir and piano four hands. Patrick Dupre Quigley leads Seraphic Fire in this compelling performance.
Thank you.
Movement 6 of Ein Deutsches Requiem by Johannes Brahms. Seraphic Fire performed under the direction of Patrick Dupré Quigley. Baritone soloist was Paul Tipton. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Geistliche Lied, or Holy Song, is among the most straightforward of Brahms's choral compositions. As an early work, it nonetheless points toward many of his later works, with its careful use of canonic writing between voice parts and a soaring amen at its conclusion. Matthew Best leads the Corydon singers, accompanied by John Scott. The Corydon Singers performed the Geistliches Lied, Opus 30 by Johannes Brahms. Matthew Best conducted. We'll conclude this birthday edition of With Heart and Voice with the robust prelude and fugue in G minor by Brahms, performed by Scott Hanoyan at the Washington National Cathedral, where he served as assistant organist and assistant director of music before taking his current position as director of music at Christ Church, Grosse Pointe, Michigan. The Prelude and Fugue in G minor by Johannes Brahms. Scott Hanoyan played the great organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for today's program, which has celebrated the birthdays of four great composers through glorious choral and organ music. I hope you've enjoyed the musical selections and found them to be indeed inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can listen to this and other programs on the web and find more information at withheartandvoice.org. We're also on social media. Find us on Facebook or on Twitter at @WHeartAndVoice. We always welcome email, which can be sent to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.